Well, I'm an underdog, and I've got an uphill battle.
I'm not a candidate.
I shall not seek, and I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
The fact is that we cannot just, as we talk about, just healing divisions, but really facing what the divisions are that exist in our country.
The senator is on the floor. Total hysteria broke out here. There were screams and cries and shouts. Senator Kennedy has been shot.
Wall Street, this is Rudy Rudiman reporting for Metro Media News. After three in a row on the upside, the market closed irregularly lower today, no thanks to profit-taking and pre-weekend caution. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed
down. How does it feel after all this time? You did everything you said you were going to do, and you did it beautifully.
Right now, I'm just, satisfied.
Done
last week? No, not done. Hell, I thought we could win all the time. I guess I was more excited after we beat Oakland up here in New York.
Wisconsin!
Wisconsin is proud to cast its 30 votes for the nominee of this convention, Richard M. Nixon.
Richard Millerhouse Nixon is the Republican candidate for president. Nixon has won.
You are listening to Metro Media Radio News in action. Events as they occurred as broadcast by independent radio stations from coast to coast. A news service designed by and for independent broadcasters to provide superior coverage of routine stories and major events whenever and wherever they occur. For example, the McCarthy upset in New Hampshire in the winter of 1968. Metro Media Radio News covered every one of the major primaries in 1968, more than two dozen people assigned to the story. A street in Harlem in the wake of Martin Luther King's assassination.
It's been like this throughout the night. We're at West 135th Street and 8th Avenue, and fire is completely gutting a store on the southwest corner.
And a graveside in Atlanta.
We commend his deeds to all mankind, his services and sacrifices to all generations.
Metro Media Radio News provided many hours of live and extended coverage, plus spot reports of the events following the King assassination. In 1968, student riots gripped the United States and Europe as well. In Paris, correspondent Pyatt Chamberlain.
It's really a very strange sight. Ranks of troops, shields and helmets, defending the beautiful bridges of Paris. I'm standing on the left bank side of the Pont des Invalides.
Back in this country, the scene switched in June to the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles.
I saw the assailant across, and Rosie Greer was throwing his arms around his upper body, and I grabbed him by the legs, and we put him up on the table.
Him a pair of rosary beads, which are from Ireland, I told him, and he looked straight up, and I was wondering what this meant.
Rosie had the gun clamped down on his hand, holding it so that he...
Then, Good Samaritan Hospital, St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, a railroad station in Baltimore, Arlington National Cemetery in Washington. Metro Media Radio News never left the story.
Senator Robert Francis Kennedy died at 1:44 a.m. today.
Some of the principal celebrants of this mass are coming down the aisle now. Archbishop Terence Cook will be one of the concelebrants. That is, the men who together will celebrate the mass, commemorating the birth and life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
And the pallbearers return to raise the flag-draped casket, the flag removed now. They'll fold it into a triangle.
Across the Atlantic, a brutal invasion in Central Europe.
The Russians are ruling Czechoslovakia by naked force tonight without even the thin shred of a pretext that they had in Hungary. No Czech has been found yet to come forward as Janos Kadar did.
Miami Beach, then Chicago in August.
Now they're all shouting, Julian Bond, Julian Bond. The ban on demonstrations here is not held up through the first night.
Mr. Chairman!
This convention is held for the delegates of the great Democratic Party. And if they don't pick their holiday,
hey, tear gas bomb just dropped about 2 feet from me and may have burned my leg, I don't know. But the crowd is back now, even though they've been shooting these tear gas bombs into us. Mike Eisgrau, Metro Media News, in the midst of the crowd outside the Hilton Hotel.
Vice President needs 98 votes, and there are 130 in that delegation, which has been heavily for Humphrey.
Half, 21 and one half votes for Senator McCarthy, and 103 and three quarters.
That's it. Hubert H. Humphrey has been nominated by the Democratic Party.
And finally, from the Earth to the Moon in late December.
These downrange reports are coming to us by satellite, so there may be a few problems from time to time. We will have a report for Mission Control in a moment where it must be an ecstatic reaction.
I have talked to our public affairs officer on the carrier. He assures me the spacecraft is 5,000 yards away before attempting...
What you have heard are the actual voices of Metro Media correspondents, the sounds and events as they were heard by Metro Media audiences throughout the United States. We employ only the finest in broadcast news personnel. We provide only the finest in news coverage, repertorially and technically. Metro Media Radio News, a news standard in the industry. May we serve you.